Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 16, Text 22. We don't have the verse on the screen. Should I read it as myself? Okay. Text 22. Sri Aditir Ubacha Kenaham Vidhina Brahmam Upastasye Jagatpatim Yatame Satya Sankalpo Vidadyat Samanoratam Sri Aditir Ubacha Kenaham Vidina Brahmam Upastasye Jagatpatim Yatame Satya Sankalpo Vidadyat Samanoratam Sri Aditir Ubacha Kenaham Vadina Brahmam Upastasye Jagatpatim Yatame Satya Sankalpo Vidadhyat Samanoratam. Anyone would like to repeat? Vaishnavis? Okay. Let's do it. Translation and purpose of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Srimati Aditi said, O Brahmana, tell me the regulative principles by which I may worship the Supreme Master of the world, so that the Lord will be pleased with me and fulfill all my desires. Please repeat. Srimati Aditi said, O Brahmana, tell me the regulative principles by which I may worship the Supreme Master of the world, so that the Lord will be pleased with me and fulfill all my desires. Purport. It is said, man proposes, God disposes. Thus, a person may desire many things, but unless these desires are fulfilled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot be fulfilled. Fulfillment of desire is called Satya Sankalpa. Here, the word Satya Sankalpa is very important. Aditi placed herself at the mercy of her husband, so that he will give her directions by which to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that all her desires will be fulfilled. A disciple must first decide that he should worship the Supreme Lord, and then the Spiritual Master will give the disciple correct directions. One cannot dictate to the Spiritual Master, just as a patient cannot demand that his physician prescribe a certain type of medicine. Here is the beginning of worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.16, Satur vidha vayante imam jhana sukritino arjuna arto jigyasur artarti janisha bharatarsava. O best amongst the bharatas, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the absolute. Aditi was Artha, a person in distress. She was very much aggrieved because her sons, the demigods, were bereft of everything. Thus she wanted to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the direction of her husband, Kashyapa Muni. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Janan Janasalakaya Chaksurum Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadam Tikam. Pancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swami Niti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Hare Krishna, thank you everybody for coming. I beg all of you for your mercy. I always get nervous when I sit in this Vyasa Sam. Okay. Very interesting how one of the biggest attachments is that, especially attachment for women, is the attachment to their sons, right? Aditi, due to that attachment, which is natural actually, it's a natural attachment, attachment out of affection, out of love. So Aditi, by seeing the condition of her sons, which are in a very bad situation, so she, out of that affection, out of that attachment, she is endeavoring this tapasya, all these, brata. And we know when women, they do brata or they perform austerities, they become very powerful. They have a lot of power. Like we see in the case of Gandhari, she was very chaste, very loyal, faithful to Dhritarashtra. She became very powerful. She almost made her son immortal. Almost. You know, we know the pastime how Krishna actually played a very important role, how he cheated Duryodhana. Otherwise, Duryodhana, by the mercy, by the grace of Gandhari, he will be almost immortal. So the same Aditi, she is performing all these tapasyas because she wants her sons to be reinstated in their kingdom. So what she does is she, by Krishna's mercy, she got a very good husband. What that means is that when you want to do tapasya or when you want to endeavor some kind of austerity to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you gotta go to the right person. You know, spiritual master, superiors, brahmanas. In her case, she was lucky because she got Kashyapa Muni as her husband, so which is very, very elevated personality. And she inquired how to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you approach different people for different things. So when you approach brahmanas, the brahmanas are able to give you transcendental knowledge. You know, brahmana means someone who is situated on Brahman. So they know Brahman, they know the absolute truth. So you go to a brahmana and he will guide you in your spiritual life. If you go to a vaishya, the vaishya will teach you how to make money. And if you go to a sudra, the sudra will teach you how to work, labor job. So she followed this system, and she inquired from her husband, Kashyapa Muni. So the acharyas explain that actually her motivation was not completely pure. Why? Because she was worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead because she wanted something in return. She wanted something. She wanted to get something from that, you know. She approached the brahmanas. The brahmana, she followed the regulative principles, and then she said, because I want to fulfill my desires. Anyway, for fulfillment of our desires, or just for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to obey the regulative principles which are established in the Shastras. For example, this Prayobrata method of worship is established in the Shastra, was given by Lord Brahma actually, or Kashyapa Muni heard from Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma heard from Lord Krishna. So ultimately, all these different dharmas or methods of self-realization comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharma to Saksat, Bhagavan, Pranitam. Only Krishna can give dharma, no one else. And if we want to fulfill our desires, even if we have material desires, or we just want akamo sarva kama, moksha kamo darodi, trivena bhakti yogena yayate purushamparam. So if we had many material desires, if we don't have material desires, or if we are liberated, we don't have any material desires, we should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, especially those who have material desires, and if they want to the demigods actually, they don't know what is good for you or what is not good for you. That's why, if we have material desires, we should go to Krishna. Because Krishna knows how to satisfy your desire in such a way that you will eventually give it up, forget, and you will get into the process of pure bhakti. But if you go to the demigods, they just will give you what you're asking for, and you will get entangled. Like, for example, Hiranyakashipu approaching Lord Brahma, some demons approaching Lord Shiva for benedictions, and always turn in something very dramatic. So that's a very, very important point. And then all the regulative principles which are mentioned in the Shastras are only with one mean, which is pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The process that Kashyapa Muni is given to Aditi, which is the Prayobrata process, is not applicable for us. And Prabhupada actually described in some of his purpose of this chapter, because part of this process is to drink just milk for 12 days and to worship the deity, to recite some mantras, to do some charity, some austerities. And in this time, this Prayobrata process is not applicable. Our process is Sankirtan, Sankirtan Yajna. That is our process. Like, for example, right now it's difficult to get milk, good quality of milk. Just talking about milk is controversial. Just mention the word milk, it brings controversial. So what to say of following some process which implies milk? It's going to be more controversial. I can see faces here smiling, you know, getting a little weird. So that's why, what is the process for us that we should follow now? So that is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. You know, especially Rupa Goswami. We are Rupa Anugas. We are followers of Rupa Goswami. And he describes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu how to execute Bhakti. So he explains that Bhakti can be practiced in sadhana as Baba Bhakti and then Prema Bhakti. You know, there is sadhana Bhakti and sadhya Bhakti, but this sadhya Bhakti, he classifies this in two, in Baba and then in Prema. So for those who do not have a spontaneous attachment for Krishna, we do Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. You know, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, which starts with faith. We develop some faith. Out of that faith, we approach the sadhus, and then the sadhus, they engage us in bhajan, or worshiping the Lord, and then by worshiping the Lord, or by association with the devotees, we start anartha nivritti, or getting out of this contamination from the heart, and then when our faith become more strong, we become more fixed in our devotion. When our devotion becomes more thick and our faith goes up, we get some ruchi, and then from ruchi we develop what is next? Ashakti, some strong attachment, and then comes Baba. And then Baba goes into another category. Sadhana means until Ashakti. And then Baba, according to Rupa Goswami, goes into another category. And then Rupa Goswami explains what is the ingredient for going from sadhana bhakti to bhava bhakti. Can anyone can say that? What is the ingredient, what is the key for going from sadhana bhakti to bhava bhakti? According to Rupa Goswami, he explains in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is intense absorption will take you from sadhana bhakti to bhava bhakti. In bhava bhakti, he explains, still there is some contaminations. What kind of contamination? He explains apparatus. There is some apparatus, especially, he explains in his book, especially some residuals of Vaishnava apparat. Very important, very, very important to check ourselves, to really analyze ourselves. How are we dealing with apparats? Seva apparats, Nama apparat, deity worship apparats, Vaishnava apparats. Actually, those are like impediments, like walls, that they don't allow us to go forward. And then we go to the next stage, which is Prema Bhakti. And Prema Bhakti is the goal, because Rupa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he established 5 principles, which are his main teachings. You know, the acharyas actually they accept this verse. This is Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesa Tanayas Tatama Vrindavam Ramya Kashit Upasana Braya Badu Bargena Bakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanangamalam Prema Pum Artomaham. So according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the goal of life. According to Srila Prabhupada, and we recite that every day in the morning, after we recite the offenses, 10 offenses to the holy name, against the holy name, that is the goal of life. So we go to sadhana, bhava bhakti, and then prema bhakti. In prema bhakti, there is another classification. It will take you up, 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 from sneha all the way up to mahabhava. And mahabhava is only relished by Radharani Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is according to the acharyas, how they explain that. Anyway, the process for us for understanding our teachings, you know, how to execute bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, establish first that bhakti means worshipping of Krishna. Aradyo Bhagavan Brajesa. But Krishna is never alone. Every day, when we come to the temple and we sing the different songs, all our songs that we sing in the morning, Vrindavan is included. Vrindavan is included. Yasomati nandana brayo varo nagara jayo ratha madhava. Even the Mongol artist song, Pavishwadashakavati Thakur, Si radhika madhava yora paro. All our songs, even the Tulsi song, Vrindavan is included. So Krishna and his supreme abode, Vrindavan. And Vrindavan has a particular mood. Vrindavan has a particular mood. You know, there is certain qualification for different persons going to different places. But honestly, like for example, they say, you know, if you go to India, so you gotta be so tolerant with the monkeys, and you gotta be careful with the cows, and it's dirty. So you gotta develop certain mood. You gotta be prepared mentally, psychological for going to that place. The psychological mood that we will find in Vrindavan is that the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they have the highest, the most deep, deep sense of humility. The only key, the only way for going to that abode is to develop that very deep, deep sense of humility. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, during his last moments, he instructed his disciples that we should follow, that we should put our head on the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunatha Goswami. And that has a very, very profound meaning. As I already explained, Rupa Goswami, he's the one who has given us, who has opened the doors for us to go into that realm of bhakti. He's showing us how to practice in bhakti. And Rupa Goswami, in the spiritual world, he's the main assistant of Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi, amongst the 8 Sakhis, is the main assistant of Radharani. Radha, she's the only one who can conquer Krishna, Lalita, and then Rupa Manjari, which is Rupa Goswami. And then Raghunadas Goswami is another close associate of Rupa Manjari, another very close associate of Lalita Manjari, and he is Rati Manjari. These two are very, very close servants of Lalita and Srimati Radharani. That's why when we follow in the footsteps, we have some hope if we follow in the footsteps. And they not only teach us with their books or their instructions, but also with their own life, with their own example. Like for example, there is no one who had shown such a way of humility in a very, very deep, deep way than Raghunath Das Goswami. He is like humility personified. And we learn from the six Goswamis how in Vrindavan there is not room for pride. Like for example, the pastime of Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and this big Vijay Pandit. And I picking this pastime, not trying to put Jiva Goswami down, because actually Jiva Goswami is a self-realized soul. He's playing this role for us. What is that role? Happens that this big Vijay Pandit, that he knew all the Shastras, and he was so proud of his knowledge. He already defeated so many great scholars. And he heard that in Vrindavan, there was one very big, bigger scholar. And if he was able to defeat him, he would be very famous. So he came to Vrindavan looking for Rupa Goswami. And when he came and approached Rupa Goswami for having a debate, so Rupa Goswami said, "Okay, honestly, I don't have time. You want to defeat me? I agree. Bring the paper, I will sign." So Rupa Goswami signed, "Yes, I am accepting, I am defeated by this Vijay Pandit. Bye." And then he went out, and in his way out, he found Jiva Goswami. And he mentioned, "You know, I already defeated your uncle, and you should sign also." And Jiva Goswami said, "What? You have defeated my uncle? No one can defeat my uncle. No one is capable to defeat my uncle. And actually, if you want to have a debate, we should have a debate. And I will teach you. You know that you are a rascal." Anyway, they had a debate. And as we know, Jiva Goswami not only defeated this Vijaya Pandit, but this is much this rascal, nonsense scholar. And this news came to Rupa Goswami. Actually, Jiva Goswami very happily approached Rupa Goswami and said, "You know, I defeat this Vijay Pandit." And then Rupa Goswami said, "What? We don't have time, you know. We don't have time to be wasted, to spend time with this, you know, in debates. And actually, you are of pride. Out of pride, you have defeated this Vijay Pandit. So there is not room for pride in Vrindavan. And you should go out of Vrindavan." So Jiva Goswami was sending out of Vrindavan because, according to Rupa Goswami, he had some pride. And he went out. Anyway, the pastime goes on. There's another part of the pastime. But the point I just want to make is that, yes, this is our process. And Srila Prabhupada. What is the role of Srila Prabhupada in all this process? Srila Prabhupada very, very expertly, he, following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, he made for us this process very simple, accessible, and very joyful and practical for us Westerners to practice, to follow. You know, like for example, if we just go straight to the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or the Hari Bhakti Vilas, we might get confused, honestly. But Prabhupada summarized it: nectar of devotion, and then he has the nectar of instruction, what he explains. So he makes this process very simple for us. That's why we should be very grateful with Srila Prabhupada, that he's able to bring the same principles, the same teachings, but in a very accessible way for us in this time to practice. And we can get the same result that Aditi is getting the same result that Rupa Goswami is teaching in his books, the same result if we just follow this process of given to us by Srila Prabhupada. And this process, according to Rupa Goswami, and Prabhupada also mentioned in his books, starts with the acceptance of the spiritual master. There is 64 angas in devotional service, 64 limbs of practicing devotional service. Among these 64, three are the most important. The acceptance of the spiritual master, to serve the spiritual master, to surrender to the spiritual master. These are the three most important. By following these three, all the others automatically follow these three. Those are very, very important. And the way of worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead now, you know, is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is Krishna Varnam Tisaya Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam. He says that the saint Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Aradyo Bhagavan Brajesa, Tana Yasta Dama Vrindavan, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is establishing Krishna, Vrindavan, he is coming again to give us Sankirtan, Sankirtan Yajna. That's the Sankirtan Yajna is the process for this age, is the process for us. From the Prayobrata all the way down to Sankirtan Yajna. That is how it works. And he says in the same sloka that those who have sumedasa, intelligence, they will approach, or they will follow, or they will take this Sankirtan Yajna. So like here, all of you Prabhus are very intelligent. So we are surrounded by the most intelligent people of the world. We should, you know, we should not envy, we should not, you know how to say, put our eyes in someone outside or to be enamored by someone or something outside. No. Our devotees are the best, are the most intelligent people, because they are worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna, again, he's never alone. When he comes with his associates, he comes with his paraphernalia. And his associates, especially this verse is talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his companions, the Panchatattva, and his other associates, they are always chanting the holy name. They are always chanting the holy name. So the holy name should be taken for us and should be given to others. You know? Like, when we don't give, or put it like this, when we don't preach, or when we don't give Krishna consciousness to others, there is a lot of chance of remaining Kanishtha Adhikaris. When we give, or when we preach, there is a lot of chance of unless to become Madhyama Adhikaris. That is explained by the Acharyas. That's the importance of giving. And actually, when you give more than what you get, you will get more than what you give. But many of us, we don't have faith in that. That's our process. It should be given. Anyway, I'm going to stop here. It's 8:15. Thank you very much. I don't have time for questions because I got to go somewhere. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Another time.